Frankie, you're at Pulse now. What's it been like for you since joining and a couple of weeks into the season?
It's been really good. It's been tough. You know, at Pulse, we don't train easy. We train really hard. I feel that the team dynamic is a great one to be in because we're very honest with each other and we're learning that, you know, sometimes some things just can't be like swept under the rug, that we've got to keep nailing things down. And, you know, the first few weeks in camp were hard. You know, coming into a new team is difficult anyway, and, you know, new faces and new dynamics were trying to be built and everything. So it was, it's hard, but it's an enjoyable hard. I'm, you know, I'm loving it.
I don't want to use the word headhunted, but maybe I will. So you were maybe headhunted, especially after last season. You had a bit of an injury and it made you miss a lot of the season. Did that in itself make you feel special when you were asked to join?
Yeah, because I'd never really, you know, I'd never met T, or I'd never really spoken to her. And after that injury in my foot, because of it was misdiagnosed so many times, it was a real challenge mentally for me as a player. I don't think the mental side of injuries is spoken about enough, and that one for me was a big one. I wasn't allowed to run for 12 weeks and I thought, you know, this is probably it. Like, no one's going to want to take me on. And then for T to contact me directly and say, listen, you know, I think I've got an opportunity for you at Pulse. You know, it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to work hard and put the effort in, but are you recovered? And I turned around and said, I'm not afraid of a challenge. I'm recovered. Mm. And it was a real compliment from me, and also a compliment to her, because she, you know, didn't know me. She doesn't owe me anything. And she, you know, knew me from when I was at Storm. She knew what I could do when she saw me at Mavericks and just thought, I'm going to grab this player. So it was amazing.
And her and Melissa, they maybe give you that extra little bit of a boost that you needed as well?
I think coming from an injury to then at one club, for then a coach to approach you and say, you know, I know where you're at now and I know where I can take you, has been a compliment. I'm by no means perfect and I'm no way near my full potential at all. I know that completely, and they don't let me believe that, oh yeah, you're fine, like everything you're doing is great. You know, they are very much, no, if you want to get there and you want to improve, these are the steps you have to take. So it is a huge compliment because I'm in their eyesight, and I think previously maybe I wasn't in an eyesight of other franchises, whereas here they're very much, you know, if you want it, it comes from us as well, but it also comes from you. So big compliment from their side, yes.
What have T and Melissa brought to your game so far? Are you noticing a change?
Yeah, I am. I'm noticing that they're giving me another string to my bow. So my game, as it came in, was like, this is how I play. And they were like, no, I don't want you to play like that. I want you to play like this. And they've thrown loads of different things, new tricks, new skills. And they've been focusing on my shooting technique, which, as frustrating as that is sometimes for a shooter, it's helped me a lot. Yeah, they're just, you know, at training, I never have a peaceful training session, let's say. None of us do. Like, there's always something, and that's how I want to be. That's an environment I want to be in. I never want to be in an environment where, you know, my coach doesn't say anything to me for the session, or I do something and I'm like, what happened there? And, you know, it's never constructively criticised. Whereas at Pulse, everything, let's say Ash gives a ball, it's straight away spoken about. Or let's say Chantel does something, it's instantly spoken about. So, you know, or if I do something, I give a pass, I'm like, oh, what was that? There's instant feedback. So my game has changed, not only like physically, but like mentally as well. Like, I'm starting to think like, oh, why did I actually put that ball there?
What the rest of the team like to be around? Did you know Ash from Storm?
No, when I was at Storm, I was younger. I was in the NPL age group and she was in the adults, and I didn't really know us. But I kind of knew of Ash around the circuit, if that makes sense. In netball, people kind of know other people, but the team dynamic when I came in was, I was so nervous my first day. I was like, oh my God, new franchise, new people. And this was the first time I'd gone in not knowing anyone. First time going into a franchise not knowing anyone. Didn't know the coaches, didn't know the players, and I was like, oh my God. But I loved it straight away.
And that soon changed as soon as you saw the kit and got all your freebies.
Yeah, all the pink kit. I was like, yeah, I love it.
So what are Fee and Chantelle like to be around? It's a great learning experience.
Yeah, you know, everywhere I go, I always like to get what I can out of the people around me. And it was like, it was a big shock to, you know, go in and the shooting circle's so experienced. Like, she can put a ball in the shot anywhere, and Chantelle's very dynamic. So I'm taking things from their game as well and learning, and, you know, it's, no one's ever perfect. You've got stuff to learn.
And that moment that you first put Amma's mobile into your mobile, pretty special.
That was pretty cool, yeah. That was cool. I think I gloated for a few minutes.
The side's obviously building nicely. We saw signs of that at Super 10, and it's just early days, but that's definitely what's in store.
Yeah, I think Super 10 was a great display of what we can bring. You know, we're a team that very much will play to the final whistle. And I think we opened a few eyes. I don't think that result was expected from many people. So, you know, we're a team that wants results.
How is facilities like compared to Storm and Mavs? Completely different level.
Yeah, I don't think you can compare them because, you know, Pulse is lucky enough to be at the Copper Box. I mean, the facilities and everything at Storm and Mavericks were amazing, and, you know, they still have amazing facilities. But because London Pulse is so lucky in the sense of where it's based and everything that's around it, it is on a different level. But that's not to say that Storm and Mavericks facilities aren't as great. I mean, Mavericks last year, we went to the University of Essex, and that was a huge venue. So, you know, and now Mavericks are with Saracens, so they're only going to go upwards as well, facility wise. So it is great at the Cough Box, and there's so much that we've got access to. But, you know, I don't really, as bad as it sounds, I don't really focus on, oh, you know, this court's not very good. I just focus on getting there and getting the job done.
Yeah. You'll be looking forward to the season ahead, mind. I mean, as fans, it's a huge prospect ahead, but what's that going to be like for you playing as part of that league and up against some of those names like Serena, like Kat, on a almost weekly basis?
I mean, it's just exciting. It's the league now, like every year, or you say, oh God, this league's going to be so interesting. But the players that are now in the league as well, I think, like, you forget sometimes, like, who you're actually playing up against and who you're playing with. Like, it's cool. Like, regardless of what happens, like, I'm in the same league as players like that. So that's what you've got to take from it.
WASP was on Saturday, and those are the kind of games new fans should really get along to and experience in person.
Yeah, completely. They should get along to any game, but the one again this weekend against WASP will be an exciting one. But I don't think TV displays the game enough. People need to get to the venues and they need to watch the games. I remember the first game I went to, my mum took me around netball club. She was my first netball coach. She took me to a game, and it was the England game. I literally was like, oh, netball's okay. I was swimming at the time, and I wanted to be a swimmer. Got to a game, came away from the game, and the atmosphere and everything, I was like, I want to be on that court. It just takes it to a whole new level. I don't think people appreciate the dynamic of netball.
Especially being there in person as well.
Yeah.
We've seen what the Copper Box is like, totally full, obviously, over the weekend for those internationals. So even part of that to get along to Pulse games as well, it makes all that difference for you on court.
Yeah, it just feels, when the venue is packed, it just feels amazing. You know, we love having a crowd there. We love seeing the young girls from schools or in their team kits. Like, it's just so nice as a player to see that because, you know, obviously the franchises pick up fans, and travelling to games, we know, is a bit of a toughie, but we have to do the travelling as well. We have to take the time out of our days to display these games. So packing out a venue or getting to every game you can, and it's honestly such a compliment to us. And we it just makes you play so much better because you perform well. I like to perform with a crowd. It just gives that buzz. It just makes you so much more excited because you're like, oh my God, there is so much to play for.
Tickets are still available for that, londonpulsenetball.com, and I'm coming to the game on Saturday because I want a picture with Pulse Panther.
Yeah, he's cool.